How hot can the U.S. job market really get? The key economic report of the month is due shortly. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we'll get the latest government data on the labor market. Analysts are predicting 185,000 more jobs were added in May, right in line with average job growth over the past year. Yet, President Trump has promised faster job growth under his administration. 25 million new jobs over the next decade is his number. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman crunches this.
To meet the president's goal, the economy would have to add about 25,000 more jobs every month than we've been adding since the election in November. And Jan Sigmund at payroll processor ADP says job growth isn't likely to improve much from here.
We would anticipate that's going to be slowing in the future a little bit further due to the labor market being so tight.
Unemployment's now below 4.5%. There aren't that many people left without a job who want one, and employers say it's getting ever harder to fill vacant positions with qualified workers. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says the group's quarterly survey of economists found a strong consensus.
We will not hit 3% growth or better, as the president has predicted, for all kinds of reasons, including the fact that the administration seems to be hostile to the notion of immigrants needed to grow the population and to do all the jobs that we need done.
Hamrick says some people who have dropped out of the workforce could be enticed back in, but they'll need training and support, which is lacking right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
It would take a dramatic curveball in today's employment and unemployment reports to sway Federal Reserve policymakers from their apparent resolve to raise interest rates later this month. Let's do the market numbers here. The 100-share index in London is up 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.3% to 0.4% range, with the Dow future up 75 points at the moment. Oil's way down in New York, down 2.4% at $47.18 a barrel. So the world is coming to grips with President Trump's decision to leave the Paris climate deal, as you've heard. The move comes as renewable energy sources play a growing role in powering the country. The U.S. Energy Information Administration has new data this week showing that more than 10% of U.S. electricity came from renewable sources like wind and solar in the first quarter of this year. That is well above what the federal agency had forecast earlier. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The wind and solar industries have been growing fast. One reason, tax credits, says Rob Godby at the University of Wyoming. Congress put credits for renewable energy companies in place in 2015 to spur more growth. They're available until 2021 and drop by 20% each year.
The way it phases down year after year created a lot of incentive to get projects started now.
MIT Energy Studies professor Jessica Trancic says we've seen the benefit of public policies driving the market and private companies driving down costs.
So that's led to this really impressive growth, and it's growth that has surpassed most forecasts.
Back in 2012, the Energy Information Administration predicted we wouldn't see renewables generating this much electricity until 2035. Trancic says the federal agency didn't foresee the explosion of private innovation.
It's becoming more widely understood that these models have underestimated rates of technological improvement.
Trancic says the growth of wind and solar shows that incentives work. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. It is the final week of fundraising before our books close for the year. We're asking you to step up and help support us today so that we can continue the in-depth, independent economic coverage and innovation coverage and business coverage that you rely on. Any amount, even a small donation each month, really does count. We appreciate your support. Give today at marketplace.org/donate. Travelers, a reminder this morning that when airlines, hotels, rental car companies ruin your life, you could try being a hothead, or you could try fiendish persistence. From time to time, we check in with Mark Orlowski, whose day job is founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. He has a hobby trying to optimize all the business travel he does for his nonprofit. I asked him to come in to talk about what he does when travel companies leave him in the lurch.
You need to be persistent. I think a lot of folks can give up. Maybe they talk to one customer service representative who says, oh, you know, we can't make that change. So there are certain ticketing rules that don't allow us to do that. There's a term called hang up, call again. Literally what that means is if you talk to one phone representative and you sort of get an answer that just doesn't seem quite right, or maybe, you know, you're looking to get a resolution that they're not proposing or saying is feasible, just hang up and call again. And I can't tell you dozens of times over the years, maybe even hundreds of times over the years, I've been able to get exactly the resolution I was looking for by just calling up a second time or occasionally a third time if needed.
Well, one of the changes that United Airlines instituted after the horrible mess with that passenger dragged off the flight by security is that they're directing customer service representatives, the people on the ground, to have the power to resolve situations. So it's possible people can no longer claim, I'm sorry, that's not policy. It may be that they now have more wiggle room to help.
I think in many companies, unfortunately, their frontline representatives who you're going to be talking to first often have very limited possibilities or options for how they can help. Talking to a supervisor is another definitely technique that's very reasonable, and you can even explain, maybe it's not about that person, but it's about the situation. So you're not frustrated with that person, you just want to get a resolution to your situation, you'd like to speak to a supervisor. So that also can help frequently.
What's the final level of red alert when it's really all gone wrong?
There is another technique that's been talked about for years with quite good success called the executive email carpet bomb, which is an idea where you email the CEO and many other top executives to explain your situation and ask for help. But that's a sort of a very violent terminology. And so as a Quaker, I just prefer to call it emailing your new friend, the CEO, and asking politely for help.
I always find it amazing talking to Mark Orlowski, who spends a lot of time thinking about optimizing his travel. His day job is he's founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute based in Boston. Mark, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And since 5- and 8-hour flights are so filled with rapture, why not go nonstop for 18? There's news. United Airlines is applying to fly straight from Los Angeles to Singapore, 8,700 miles, 18 hours. That would be a record for a scheduled airline flight. My longest flight was 70 hours, New York to Aspen for a business meeting. 2.5 of those days were spent marooned at Denver International. What is the opposite of nonstop? Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.